Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
I praise the Lord that I have another opportunity to share God's word with you because of our pulpit exchange.
感谢主，我再次有机会能够英文和中文两堂互换来为弟兄姊妹传道。
Later on today, Pastor Chong Meng will be preaching in the EM and in the book of Proverbs. So if you have the opportunity, come listen to him as well.
在英文堂，陈崇明牧师会在箴言进行讲道。你如果有机会的话，也可以欢迎参加。
Let's bow our heads together before I read our passage today.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, as we or come to the reading and preaching of your word, we pray that you will soften our hearts by your spirit.
主啊，在我们来进行讲道的时候，求你能够软化我们的心。
Sharpen our eyes that we may see and experience Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
打开我们的眼睛，使我们能看到和经历到我们的主耶稣。
In his wonderful name we pray.
奉他美好的名求，阿门。
Amen. Please turn with me to the book of Galatians, the New Testament, chapter 5, verses 13 to 14.
请翻到加拉太书第五章十三到十四节。
For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
So we are only going to be looking at two verses today.
今天我们只看两节经文。
But there's a very important lesson for us to learn, and that is about Christian freedom.
但这是一个很重要的功课，就是关于我们基督徒的自由。
But before I get into it, I want to give you a quick context about the book of Galatians.
在我们开始之前呢，我们很快的来看一下，加拉太书的上下文。
It is the angriest letter of Paul.
这是保罗所写的最愤怒、最生气的一个书信。
Because there's a group of Jewish believers, Christians, had infiltrated the Galatian churches, and they tried to pervert the gospel by changing it according to their own understanding and interpretation.
因为有一群犹太人已经渗透到加拉太的教会，他们想要歪曲神的福音，说你必须要改变神的福音，要歪曲。
Their message is this, that it is necessary to keep the Mosaic law for anyone to follow God, to be part of Abraham's family.
他们的信息是，你要想遵行神，信靠神，成为亚伯拉罕家庭的一部分，你必须要遵守摩西律法。
And the very first law that you have to follow would be circumcision.
尤其是要行割礼。
In other words, what they're saying is that believing in Jesus alone is not enough.
换句话说，他们说呢，这个信靠主耶稣，只信靠主耶稣是不够的。
And that's why Paul was very angry, and his answer right away would be justification by faith alone. That is no works involved in our salvation.
所以保罗非常出离愤怒，所以他的答案就是我们的。称义是单靠信靠主耶稣。
And it is from this very answer comes another main theme of the book of Galatians, and that is Christian freedom, because you are free, because you are justified by faith alone.
那么从这个答案当中呢，也引出一个更重要的一个话题，就是我们基督徒的自由。
And it is the freedom from sin and the bondage of sin and law.From the law.
是我们是要自由来是自由来是我们是要这个有犯罪的自由还是有脱离罪的自由
Actually, Paul has mentioned Christian freedom already back in chapter 2, and when he talked about freedom to eat with Gentiles.
实际上，保罗在第二章的时候已经提到基督徒的自由，可以跟外邦人一同吃喝的自由。And he
continues it in chapter 3 and chapter 4 here as he explains how Christ has set believers free from slavery of sin and penalty and the curse of the law.
在第三章、第四章的时候，他也提到，我们基督徒是从罪的捆绑和惩罚和诅咒当中释放出来。
And so here we are in chapter 5. Paul once again reminds us that we are called to freedom.
现在呢，又在第五章，这个保罗又是再次提到我们基督徒的自由。
So here's a story to illustrate what true freedom isn't.
这是我们要讲一个故事，这是基督徒真正的自由的反例。The
story is about a flying kite.
这故事呢，是一个风筝。This
kite began to talk to itself. It said, if only I could get rid of this string.
这个风筝呢，就开始对自己说：“如果我要是能把这根线切断去掉就好了。” If
this string wasn't just holding me back, then I can really fly. I would be free. I can be myself. I can fly as high as I want to.
这根线呢，就捆绑着我，束缚着我，让我不能飞得越来越高。所以说，我要是能把它去掉就好了。And
one day, this kite got his wish.
终于有一天啊，这个风筝如愿以偿。
The string broke, and the kite came crashing down.
线呢断了，那风筝呢就一头栽在地上。What
the kite didn't realize was that the same string that kept it down also keep it up.
就风筝没有意识到啊，这个同样一个线把它拴住的线，也是同样使它能飞起来的线。So
cutting the string that is cutting God out of your life didn't make us any freer, but only leads us toward disaster.
所以就把这个线切断啊，这也表明就是我们基督徒如果把神从我们的生命中切断，没有导致自由，反倒导致灾难。Because
we would be functioning and living according to, because we have to be functioning and living according to the purpose designed by God. In this life.
因为啊，这原因是什么呢？是因为我们要想能够正常的运作、正常的生活，我们必须按照神创造、设计我们的目的来进行。What
I'm saying is that freedom, true freedom, has a certain restraint. That is, it is not a complete autonomy. That you are not absolutely free when we talk about true freedom.
真正的自由不是 绝对的自由，而是说，不是完绝对的自主。And
going even further, there cannot. There's also restraint. The restraint doesn't just come from the outside, from God. There also needs to be restraint come from within, from the inside.
那么真正的自由呢，也不是这个约束，也不是完全是从外面来的，而是要从我们里面有。I'm
talking about a person's internal self-control and discipline here.
我们现在呢是谈及一个人的自我约束和他自己的刻苦。Think
about it this way, though, right? I can be totally free to just walk over to the piano and play whatever keys I want, right?
我们这么想，我现在可以走到那个钢琴，然后可以弹任何的键。But
all I can make is noise because I don't know how to play piano.
但是呢，我弹出来的是一片噪音。For
me to play anything meaningful, like Mary Had a Little Lamb, I need to practice. I have to have some discipline.
我要想甚至弹最简单的曲目，像玛利亚有一个小羊羔，我必须得刻苦的训练。
I need to have self-control and discipline, and maybe even pain to practice.
我必须要有节制，也要刻苦，有约束，甚至有的时候需要一些痛苦来 来练习它。
So the same is true of genuine freedom. That is, to be truly free, we must have the ability to have self-control and discipline.
要想得到真正的自由，我们必须有要有节制，啊，要有约束。
Now, with that said, I want to push this idea of freedom even further.
那么我们也把自由这个想法这个概念呢更进一步。
Sure, true freedom requires self-control and discipline, but what is freedom for?
那么真正的自由确实真正的自由需要节制，需要刻苦。那么我们这个自由的目的是为了什么呢？
Is being able to play a nice, beautiful piece of music just for my own personal enjoyment and profit?
是为了能够弹一首美好的曲目，啊，使我自己能够啊自我享受。
Or is it just for me to get compliments from other people?
还是为了得到别人的赞扬？
Feeling good about my achievement and my accomplishment.
啊，对自己的成就和成绩感觉良好。
The answer is actually in our verses today, in our passage today, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 14.
答案呢是在我们今天的经文里头。
I want to give you two contrasting points. The first one is self-focused freedom, and then the other one is self-giving freedom.
那么有两种方式来行使我们的自由。第一种方式是以自我为中心的自由。另外一种是舍己为人的自由。
The first part of verse 13 says, For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh.
第十三节说，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So what is this opportunity of the flesh?
这种放纵肉体的机会这是什么意思呢？
When Paul talks about flesh in English, in the Greek, he's not talking about the physical aspect. He's not just talking about your body.
那保罗讲肉体的时候，他不是单讲我们的身体，我们的这个生理上的身体。
He's talking about your nature, your sinful nature after the fall that involves your entire person and your along with your soul, together with your soul.
他是讲我们人在堕落以后，我们这个罪恶的本性，这就是我们的肉体，那么甚至包括身体和灵魂。
It is often presented as a power within us that is in opposition to the Holy Spirit.
那么也经常是称作是我们里面的力量，与神为敌，与圣灵为敌的那种力量。
So this relates to the context of Galatians that I mentioned earlier.
这个呢也与我们刚才谈到的加拉太书的背景有关系。
The Galatians Christians, they want to get circumcised because they want to become Christians, believers, by getting circumcised.
加拉太的信徒呢想要行割礼，这样的话呢成为基督徒。
This is their fleshly desire to gain personal standing and status, which is what Paul calls in verse 16 the desire of the flesh, or in verse 19 the works of the flesh.
他们这么做呢？他们要想行割礼，是为了要讨这个犹太人的喜欢，这也是要放纵肉体、放纵情欲的机会。
Now, I want to tell you there are two ways.In opposite direction, two ways in opposite directions of using our freedom as an opportunity for the flesh.
那么我们有两种截然相反的方式，我们可以用自由来作为放纵肉体的机会。
The first way is about the personal and selfish desire and our motivation for our own liberation from certain obvious sins through our works, through our self-effort.
第一种呢是通过自我努力来除掉我们生命当中一些明显的罪。
People who follow this way, they obey the law only for personal gain, for feeling good and happy about his or her own accomplishment, achievement to keep the law.
这种人呢，他来遵守神的律法，他就是目的是为了什么呢？是为了自己感觉良好，是为了自己能够 有自己的成绩和成就。
It is all about you, how good and holy you are and can become.
这完全是为了自己，而且是为了让在别人面前显得自己也是多么良善和圣洁。
And in other words, this is self-pride.
换句话说，这就是骄傲。
And so you can see how this first way is very self-focused.
你可以看到这第一种方式是完全以自我为中心的。
And there is a second way of when it comes to opportunity for the flesh.
第二种方式也是坏的方式啊。第二种方式也有一种这个放纵情欲的机会。
This also comes from the personal and selfish desire, but it ultimately seeks to find excuse to satisfy the insatiable urge and craving of one's sinful nature.
第二种方式呢，也是坏的方式。那么它是要用这个要遵循神的律法，是要为自己满足自己的情欲来寻找借口。
People who follow this way end up disrespecting and despising the law of God.
这种人呢，他最终会不尊重，而且会鄙视神的律法。
From the Galatians Christians' perspective, they are thinking that if there's something that I can do that I can take care of my sin, that is, he's talking about getting circumcised.
那么加拉太人想呢？如果要是他们自己就能够做些什么来对付自己的罪
，and because if I can get something I can do to get circumcised, and then I will be part of God's family, then I can just sit back, relax, and let loose, indulge, and to do whatever I want.
那么我如果要是能够用这种方式来对付自己的罪，我的罪的话，那么我就可以放松啊，就可以放纵。自己的情欲了。
This is the idea of having a get out of jail free card, right?
对，这想法是什么呢？就是想要有一个出狱免卡。这是你要是玩这个 Monopoly 这个垄断这游戏的话，你就知道什么意思。
This is like you think by following some kind of religious practices, maybe to us would be like coming to church, coming to worship, having a regular time of prayer, tithing, maybe baptism, going through baptism, or taking the Lord's Supper, you don't have to worry about your working out your salvation anymore.
那么这种想法是什么呢？就是要能够自己有就遵循一些宗教上的做法，像来敬拜，这说到我们心坎里，敬拜。祷告，那个洗礼，然后圣餐，我如果要是做这些事情的话呢，那我们是不是就可以使自己能够这个让自己感觉良好
？So because of that, you think allowing yourself to continue to sin to satisfy your sinful desire isn't all that terrible in your life?
如果这么想的话，那你就会想说，那么放纵自己的肉体，这不是那么坏，不是那么糟糕。
Maybe you think looking at pornography isn't that bad once in a while.
那么你可能会想，这个看淫秽画片，偶尔看淫秽画片不是那么坏。
Gossiping maybe isn't so bad doing it once in a while.
那传谣，偶尔的传谣也可能不是那么坏。
Cheating or lying to save your own face and reputation isn't that bad.
作弊、撒谎来挽回你的面子和你的声誉，可能也不是那么坏。
Being lazy about maybe coming to church isn't that bad.
那么在来教堂的事上懒惰也不是那么坏啊。
You see, both of these ways I've just mentioned, both ways.They use freedom in a self-focused and selfish way for personal advantage and satisfaction.
这两种方式啊，都是用我们的自由来作为我们来自我为中心的。
Both kinds of people that I mentioned use their so-called God-given freedom to do what they want to do for themselves, for their own selfish desires.
这两种方式都是把神给我们的自由用当作来自己得利益，自己能够让自己好看的机会。
Brothers and sisters, how do you use your freedom? The freedom I'm talking about is the forgiveness that you have received from Christ of your sin, from the gospel. How do you use your freedom that God has given you?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要如何用神宽恕我们的罪，使我们得来的自由，我们是要如何使用它呢？
Ask yourself this.Am I like one of the two groups or both groups, just trying to gain a good feeling for myself with God?
问我们自己这个问题，我们是不是属于上面那一种或甚至两种人，来用神的自由来使我们感觉自我良好？
Or do you just want to have a doable way?A way to get past sin, to get into the community, and therefore you can indulge in whatever you want and keep going like this, living as a Christian, as you call yourself?
你还是要寻找一种可行的方式来对自己的罪敷衍了事，这样的话就可以有机会放纵自己的情欲了呢？
Don't think that even if you serve in some capacity in the church here and there, maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you are a deacon. I'm not talking to anyone here in specific. Maybe even your ministry is benefiting other people. That automatically means that your motivation to serve isn't self-focused.
不要以为啊，你在教会里有各种服事，比如说主日学的老师，或者是甚至是执事，那么就以为你的服事。是这个动机是纯的，是好的。
What matters is that you know deep down the direction of your heart, your own motivation.
你需要知道的是，在你内心深处，你自己知道你的心的方向或者心的内里的方向。
And you need to know that God knows already. He knows too.
我们呢，你们呢，都要需要知道这个，自己的心是指向神还是指向自己。神已经知道了。
He knows your heart.
神知道我们的心。
Paul says in the second half of verse 13, instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love.
那保罗在第十三节的下半段说，总要用爱心互相服侍。
And now we turn to my second point, self-giving freedom.
那么我要现在我们就来讲我要讲的第二点，就是舍己为人的自由。
True freedom isn't self-focused, rather it is self-giving.
真正的自由不是以自我为中心，而是舍己为人的。
It is just like what Paul says in verse 6 there. He said, faith, it is faith working through love.
那么这就是保罗在第六节讲的说，由爱而生的信心。
This is the kind of love that always points beyond the self that Jesus has shown us by dying on the cross for undeserving sinners.
这种自由呢，就是永远是超越自我，就好像是主耶稣为我们舍己，钉在十字架上。
Christ freed us from our sin so that now sin can no longer hold us to only love ourselves.
耶稣呢是把我们从罪中释放出来，使我们呢就不罪就对我们没有辖制，没有捆绑，使我们能够只是爱自己。
Before you became a believer, you always direct your love to yourself. But now that you are a believer, you are called to love beyond just yourself.
我们在成为信徒之前呢，我们的爱呢总是指向自己，总是以自我为中心，但是我们成为信徒以后，我们就可以有这个能力来超越自我，来爱别人。
And to go even further, this love needs to be self-giving.
这更进一步讲，这种爱呢，也是需要舍己的。
It is always relational. It's not not about you and you. You're alone. It's always relational.
总是关乎他人的，在你的人际关系中关乎他人，不是关乎自己的。
It always points outward beyond yourself.
总是指向外面，指向别人。
It always about tending to other people's need first.
总是把别人的需要放在首位。
This is how we come to the verse 14 here. Verse 14, Paul says, basically quoting the Old Testament, love your neighbor as yourself.
这就好像保罗在第十四节当中说，爱邻如己。
This is the kind of love that fulfills the law.
这是那种爱呢，是能够成全了律法。
Now, clearly, none of us can really measure up to perfectly obey God's law on our own.
这个很明显，我们每个人，没有人能够完全的，履行神的律法，靠我们自己的力量。
And so, because of that, what we need to know is that Jesus died as a penalty of our failure to keep God's law, taking the curse of the law away from us. That's the first thing we need to know.
我们首先需要知道的是，主耶稣为我们在十字架上钉死，来承担了我们这个罪的诅咒和惩罚。
So it is true that when we don't measure up to God's law, Jesus takes care of that.
是确实，主耶稣当我们不能够完全的履行律法的时候，主耶稣对付了。为我们对付了这个。
He alone fulfilled all of the Old Testament ceremonial laws. I'm talking about the animal sacrifices and the clean and unclean law.
主耶稣成全，履行了旧约所有的律法，甚至包括用动物做献祭，还有那些这个行礼仪的那些律法。
Because he is the once for all ultimate sacrifice for our sin.
他是一次献上，成为永远的、最终的，来对付我们罪的献祭。
He is the substance, the essence of what was foretold and foreshadowed from the past.
他是这个旧约圣经当中所预表的那个实体。
Jesus even gave us all of his earned righteousness from him perfectly obeying God's law. In other words, he got the credits.From God, saying you did well, and He gives the credit to us.
主耶稣呢，他完美的成全了律法，他就赢得了他应得的他这个义，他把这个应得的义加在了我们身上。
So now think about this: if Jesus had fulfilled all of God's law for us,
那么我们想想，如果主耶稣已经把，成全律法，为我们成全了律法。
And if we believe and trust in Him, then does that mean as long as our motivation is about loving Him and loving others, we are totally free from God's law, from obeying God's law? Is that right?
那么，如果主耶稣已经为我们成全了律法，如果我们信靠他，那我们是不是就是，然后我们的？这个我们的所有的这些自由的动机是不是都是好的了呢？
Are we then free to do whatever we want, what we feel is right, even contrary to God's law?
那我们是不是就可以这个为所欲为，甚至做与神的律法相违背的事呢？
After all, Jesus died for all my sins. Isn't this Paul's point on justification alone?
毕竟主耶稣为我们所有的罪都是赦免了，这不是这个保罗说的因信称义的精髓吗？
But you see, to think this way is essentially claiming your freedom to sin, just like what I've talked about in the second scenario, second case.
如果有这种想法，那就是说就在想我们是有犯罪的自由，就好像是前面讲的第二种人。
It's like the story that One day, there was this little boy in his grandmother's house discovered a secret of making mud.
这个很有意思啊！这个是 我们又讲一个例子，说有一个小孩啊，小男孩到了自己祖母家，他找到了这种做这个淤泥烂泥的这个秘密。
He called it a special term. He calls it a warm chocolate.
他把这种这个淤泥啊叫温热的巧克力。
And he was making a huge mess.
他把这个家里弄得一团糟。
And he loved making this warm chocolate so much that he gave it to his grandmother, and he said that it is a gift of.
他非常爱做这种温热的巧克力，他把它献给他的祖母，说这是爱心的礼物。
The grandmother then said, "Oh, thank you, sweetheart, but you can't do this inside my house. You're making a big mess here."
祖母呢非常这个有耐心，就说非常那个谢谢你，甜心儿，但是呢你不能做这事儿，这个把这个房子弄得乱七八糟。
However, after his grandmother cleaned up all the messes, the boy very quickly resumes making his warm chocolate, all while thinking that he's acting out of love.
那么祖母把他好不容易把清理干净以后呢，这个小孩又开始做他的温热的巧克力，他一直以为自己是出于爱心。
His grandmother didn't yell at him. She was being lenient and patient.
祖母呢非常有爱心，而且非常宽容，而且有耐心。
And while he kept making his mud, he said this three times. He said this the following three times.
那么小男孩继续做他的温热巧克力，即使祖母提醒他三次以后。
He told his grandma, just don't look at me, okay, just don't look at me. I'm doing this so that I can give it to you.
小男孩就说就不要看我不要看我我做这件事呢是出于爱心是为了你。
You see how he took advantage of his grandmother's forgiving love and patience?
小男孩完全忽略完全不尊重他祖母的对他的耐心和爱心。
He even did it with the claim that he was acting out of love for her.
他甚至宣称他是做这些是出于对祖母的爱心。
And he even demanded freedom to do what he wanted, not what his grandmother wanted.
他甚至想要索取自己想要做自己想做的事的这个自由，而不是说他祖母要给他的自由。
And on top of it, he doesn't want his grandmother to criticize him what he was doing.
并且小男孩也不希望他的祖母来批评他想要做的事。
In the book of Galatians.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记住，保罗不是只是在加拉太书中讲因信称义。
He also talked a whole lot about adoption into God's family to be God's children in chapter 4, especially.
他还讲我们是要成为神国的儿女，被收养进神的家。
Our adoption into God's family means that we, as sons and daughters, have the obligation to keep God's house rules.
我们成为神家的儿女，表明我们是要也更是要遵守神的家规。
We talk about His law as a way of the way and the reason that we keep it is so that we may please Him.
我们这个家规就是什么？就是神的律法。我们遵守神的律法是要讨父神的喜悦。
Now, here's the question. How would you know how you are to please your heavenly father?
现在问题就来了。我们怎么知道我们怎样讨父神的喜悦呢？
The answer is in Jesus.
答案呢就在主耶稣里头。
Jesus' perfect obedience to God's law doesn't just show us what we should not do negatively.
主耶稣完全的顺服，不光是教给我们，向我们显明，我们从负面的角度，我们不应该做什么。
But more importantly, his perfect obedience shows us what we must do positively to love and serve others according to the intent and extent of God's law.
主耶稣完全的顺服，也从正面的角度教我们，我们必须怎么做 来履行神的律法。
You think about it this way. How did Jesus fulfill the law of thou shalt not murder?
那我们想想，主耶稣是如何履行这律法，说不可谋杀。
Well, he didn't kill anybody, of course.
那他当然他没有杀过任何人。
But to save his people, to save other people's lives, his people's lives, he died for them, for us.
反而呢，他为了救我们，为我们而死。
You see the extent of the law? It's not just about not killing people, not hating people, but on the positive side, we have to protect and love other people's lives.
这不就是正是这个律法的目的吗？不光是不要杀人，而是更是要保护，而且是救别人的生命。
If you really want to study about the Ten Commandments, read the Larger Catechism. It's the treasure trove.
你如果要想真正的研究律法，就要读 I didn't hear
the Larger Catechism.
哦，就大的大要理问答。
So without seeing how Jesus fulfilled the law for us, giving us true freedom, and there's no way we can know how to love God and how to love our neighbors.
如果主耶稣不给我们做出完全顺服的榜样，我们就没办法知道如何来遵守神的律法。
Without looking to Christ by knowing and trusting in Him, there is no such thing as self-giving love in life whatsoever.
如果要是不是因为我们的主耶稣，我们也不可能做成舍己为人这件事。
The only reason we can love God and others and ourselves is because God first loved us.
我们能够爱神爱别人，是因为神先爱了我们。
Even though we are so unlovable.
尽管我们是如此的不可爱。
And in Christ, God forgives us and even accepted us as His children and brought us into His family.
在耶稣基督里头，神甚至把我们收养成为他的儿女。
So, what can be a better way to respond to God's love for us than us by faith in Christ, selflessly loving and serving our neighbors as Christ selflessly loved us?
那还有什么比像主耶稣一样无私的爱别人，来去爱我们的邻舍，爱别人，还有什么比这个是我们最好来回应神的爱的方式呢？
Now, I know many of you already know there are just so many practical ways that you can apply this command of loving your neighbor as yourself.
那么我们都知道有很多事儿，很多实际的方式，我们可以来为爱邻如己。
There are so many ministries here, even in our church, that you can get involved to begin to fulfill this command.
那我们在教会里呢，有很多事工我们可以参与。
There are also a lot of personal, individual things that you can do to others to live up to this command.
我们也可以呢，为别人做很多具体的事儿来履行这个律法。
But what I want to do is to apply this command to our attitude, our mentality.
但我现在想要提到的是，要想遵行这个诫命，那么我们要看审视我们自己的内心和我们的态度。
Many of you know that this year we are preparing to go back to Fairmont, West Virginia for our youth mission trip.
那么很多人都知道，我们今年还要再去西弗吉尼亚 Fairmont 做短宣。
Last year we had a great time and we listened to the site pastor there, his name is David Aates.
去年我们也去了，然后我们听了这个当地的牧师呢，他的名字叫大卫 Aates.
He talked about the attitude of how we're to love another at one point last year.
他就讲到我们是如何爱别人这个态度的问题。
He said that when someone, maybe your brothers or sisters, come to you for help, this is what you need to do. You have to ask yourself this question silently in your heart. Okay, this is the question that you ask yourself.
他说，当你的弟兄姊妹啊， 向你寻求帮助的时候，你要在自己的心里默默地问这个问题。
Silently, you ask this, how can you inconvenience me?
要默默地问这个问题啊，不要这个问出声来，就是说你是如何这个向你寻求帮助的弟兄姊妹，你问他你是如何是是麻烦我，使我不便呢？
Yeah, exactly. He's getting to the reality that when we decide to love and help others, how they would disrupt our time, our attention, maybe even our money, our resources.
他是想要提到这个问题的精髓，就在于，别人需要我们的帮助是如何的，是。这个打断我们的正常的生活，这个打断我们的时间，拿走我们的时间，而且用我们的金钱，甚至是资源。
This is very applicable to our context today, living in the DC area, isn't it? We all are very, very busy in the trying to do our own things, and now you're trying to interrupt my pattern to help you?
这个呢，是在我们在这个DC 附近居住的人就。非常实际的问题，我们都很忙，那么你现在用想要寻求我的帮助来打断我的正常生活。
How can you inconvenience me today?
你是如何能够麻烦我，这个使我给我带来不便。
This is the kind of attitude that we should have toward each other, especially to our own brothers and sisters.
这是我们应该有的，为我们对我们这个弟兄姊妹之间应该有的态度。
After all, aren't we the ones who inconvenienced Jesus to save us in the first place? He didn't have to come from heaven.
毕竟，主耶稣，我们不是也是给主耶稣带来的麻烦和不便吗？
Do we even have to write to say to people, "I'm sorry, I have no time for you"?
我们有这个权利说对别人说，对不起，我没有时间。
Finally.Let me just give you one more basic thing that we can do to check our attitude of how we love our neighbor.
最后呢，我再提一件事来能够审视我们爱邻如己的态度。
I want to talk about prayer.
我想要提祷告这件事。
In our prayer life, who and what do you pray for the most?
在你的祷告生活当中，你为什么，为谁，祷告最多。
Yourself, what you need personally, physically, spiritually.
你是为自己的身体、灵魂祷告最多呢
？How often do you pray for others as you pray for yourself?
你多少次是为别人祷告
？How often do you pray for the need of the church, for missionaries, Christian ministries in the world?
你多少次是为我们的教会？为传教士，为世界上的各种基督徒的事工祷告呢
？How often do you pray for all those who are in need and who are suffering？
你多少次是为有需要的或者是受苦难的人祷告呢
？Your prayer life is a good place to see whether you are exercising your freedom in a self-focused way or in a self-giving way。
你的祷告生活是能够审查审视。你是不是舍己为人的很好的地方
？Let me end this message with this one final story.
那么我们以这个最后讲这个故事来结束。
This story is shared by one pastor's confession that I read.
这个故事呢是一个牧师的坦白。
So a pastor should be someone who knows how to love his neighbor, right?
牧师本来应该是知道如何爱邻如己的，是吧
？And I share this story not. I don't mean to point out other people's sin, but what I wanted to is to. I hope that this story can help us to check our own attitude.
我讲这个故事不是为了指出别人的罪，而是说帮助我们自己来审视自己的内心和态度。
So once this pastor was traveling and flying on the plane, and he was sitting near the end of the plane.
有一次这个牧师呢，他就是在旅行坐飞机，他坐在几乎最后一排。
So very soon, a woman with two very small children, followed by another woman, all sat down in the row in front of them.
一会儿呢，就有一个妇女带着两个小孩，然后又有一个妇女，他们都坐在这牧师的前排。
So you get the math right. It's two women, two children, and in front of them there are three seats, or him, three seats.
那你就想象一下，这个两个妇女，两个孩子。他的前排呢只有三个座。
So there's one child sitting on the woman's lap, the other child took in the seat, and the other woman took in the seat.
有一个小孩呢是坐在一个妇女的膝盖上，另外一个小孩坐在中间，然后另外一个妇女坐在旁边。
So this pastor thought, well, these two must be two mothers traveling together.
这个牧师想，那肯定是两个母亲，一起旅行啊。
And right away, he prayed and hoped that he said this, "Oh Lord, I hope these kids wouldn't be too noisy."
那么很快啊，他就向神祷告说：“我希望这两个小孩啊，不要太吵闹。”
But when the flight started, his prayer wasn't answered.
但是这个飞机起飞的时候呢，他发现他的祷告没有被应允。
The children had a rough time because of turbulence, and they cried a lot because their ears hurt.
小孩呢对飞机上的颠簸气压的不平衡非常不适应。
So he said to himself, "Oh, it's a miserable flight."
这个飞行非常糟糕。
So he watched the two women, kept trying to help and comfort the two children.
他就看着这两个妇女怎么样来安慰。两个小孩镇定下来。
But then things got worse. One girl just got really, really sick, and she started to vomit all over the place.
但情况越来越糟，其中有个小女孩呢，就开始生病，然后就开始吐。
So to make things even worse, her diaper wasn't even on tight.
这个是情况更糟糕的事儿，是啊，她这个。尿片绑得不够紧。
So a terrible stench was spreading.
这飞机上气味非常难闻。
And the vomit was on the women's clothes, seat, floor, all over.
小孩的呕吐的东西呢，在座位上、地上、这个妇女的身上。
It was repugnant, and everybody was just really angry in the plane.
那么气味非常难闻，刺鼻，所以说飞机上人呢。都很生气。
But the two women continued to be calm as they tried their best to comfort the sick girl and trying to clean up the messes at the same time.
而这两个妇女呢却很镇静，她们就一直在安慰着小孩，并且在清理着飞机上的。
And finally, the plane landed, and when they pulled up to the gate, everyone was just ready to leave ASAP.
但是旅行结束的时候啊，这个大家都迫不及待的。要离开这飞机。
Then the flight attendant came up to one of the two women and handed her some paper towels, and she said this, "Ma'am, these are for your little girl."
那其中一个乘务人员就来到一个妇女，给她一些纸巾，说，女士，这是给你的小女儿的。
But this woman said, "Oh, she isn't my girl."
这个妇女却说：“哦，她不是我的女儿。”
The flight attendant said, "Aren't you guys traveling together?"
乘务人员说：“你们不是在一起旅行的吗？”
Then she said, "No, I have never met this woman and these children in my life."
这妇女却说：“我以前从来没见过这个妇女和她的两个小孩。”
Now, of course, no doubt, this woman is a great, great example for us believers to know how we have to love our neighbor, right?
那么这个妇女呢，就是我们。如何爱邻如己最好的榜样。但是我们想要回过头来专注一下这个牧师的态度。回想起来，他当时有一个祷告说，希望这两个小孩不要太吵闹。如果我们诚实一点的话，那么这个我自己或者是我们当中有些人也会做这样的祷告。
So the question here is, when, at what point will we make, will we
的问题就是，我们什么时候才能觉醒，来为别人祷告，来爱人如己呢？
If we truly believe and trust in Christ,
如果我们真正的相信信靠我们的主耶稣，
If we are truly free in the Lord and we no longer have the option to use our freedom to serve ourselves, to be self-focused.
如果我们是真正的信靠主耶稣，那么我们就没有用自由来以自我为中心这种选项。
Rather, we must use our freedom that is self-giving to love and serve our neighbors, all because of our gratitude of true freedom that God has given us in Jesus.
相反，出于对神给我们的这个自由的这种感激，我们就应该要用这个自由来爱邻如己，舍己为人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你，赞美你，为我们的主耶稣。
Because he has truly fulfilled the law for us.
因为他确实是为我们成就了律法。
And because of him, we are free to love others, to serve others.
因为他，我们就可以有自由来为别人服侍。因为基督也是无私的为我们服侍，奉他荣耀的名祷告，阿门。